No, there's something going on. What's going on? Oh, internal mic. No wonder.
Did it switch on you again?
There we go. All right. Now it's behaving properly. Hey, display audio. Fuck off. You're supposed to be on USB audio code. There we go. God, this almost didn't record properly.
Oh.
Perfect.
I'm still singing your stupid song.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment. I only have one question.
If you guys are really us, what number are we thinking of?
69, dudes!
Midnight Movie Night! Who the fuck is gold? Who the fuck is gold? Who the fuck is gold?
Midnight.
Johnny White Trash!
And we are the Midnight Movie Nights.
And I am OMG WTF Honey with a U.
The White Trash Beautiful!
But that's with a K. What are you doing?
Oh, no!
Who has the K?
Not me.
Honey, did you cock block the K?
I did.
It's okay! We have taken over! We are here!
Normally, we are just two idiots. But this week, there are four idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea with heavy, heavy, heavy emphasis on the verbal diarrhea. It's getting runny, folks. Wow. And it's all about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies.
It's just one of those podcasts where we throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
I thought you were going to say something
little
like...
diarrhea joke.
That was more... idiot than usual, but you went there. No.
Today is Saturday, April 25th, 2015, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat who's grossed out just a little bit.
And we are doing a crossover episode with Johnny White Trash and the White Trash Beautiful OMGWTF Honey with a U.
What? No. Here's the important thing.
We are, well, why are we doing this crossover?
Well, it turns out, because I have not been numbering my episodes lately, because, well, when it comes to numbering, I did it wrong, and I left some out, and then I started a season two, like, hipster thing, and then it didn't work, and anyway, but today, I'm going to start renumbering, because today, even though this is a few days late for us, today, it is officially the Johnny White Trash Show, episode 69, dudes!
What a coincidence. It's Midnight Movie Nights episode number 69.
Dude, we should totally 69 together.
Wait, what?
I
was not consulted on this. Honey, were you?
Is that
no,
not
I
what
wasn't
we're doing
either,
here?
No.
I thought it was going to be like a human centipede 69.
Human centipedes don't 69.
Ew, nasty.
But they do go ass to mouth.
They do.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Right,
yeah, we went there.
I'm out.
You know,
I'm with you, Kat.
I think this is cool, and I think this is special and everything, and I enjoy this, but I gotta first of all, Siebes, you're a lovely lady, and I know you think you have this all in control, but you know this is going to be a giant clusterfuck, right?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I'm well aware.
Ride the clusterfuck. But you know what? You know what? That thing that I was about to try and allude to, something happened to it, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because I was thinking, like, the four of us doing the crisscross crossover episode 69 is cool, but this is a very special episode, and I think we need to think bigger.
And bigger, longer, and it's live, so it's definitely uncut.
Uncut.
We need to be epic.
It does need to be epic, but how could we make it more epic?
Well, you know, I'm thinking we have two Canadians and we have two Americans.
Oh, we need to tip the balance, don't we?
Yeah, I think it's about time Canada wins.
I agree.
Wait, what?
All right, well, Canada. Everyone, in that case, everyone, please rise.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for Little Canadian Content on the Great American Broadcast Network.
Oh, or MidnightMovieNights.com. Normally on Gabnet.net.
Also available for upload on iTestNet.
That's too damn slow!
Oh no, we seem to be having troubles coming from Revelstoke, British Columbia, but we are being joined by Revelstoke Jim.
Are
Holy
we having problems?
Crap. Yeah, you are coming through.
Oh, Jim, it's great to hear the sound of your voice. Let's kick these Americans' ass.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I'm happy to be here for the Soissant Neuf.
Hey, wait.
Le Soissant Neuf Grande! Oh, wait, that's a different language.
That's north and south of our borders. That's not right.
That's right.
We're surrounded. What do we do?
We're taking over.
And you know what? You've got three non-movie podcast people and three Canadians. It's over. We win. Team White Trash, baby!
You think so? You think it's over? Well, let's see what Jim has to say about that. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're just
doing this thing.
Yeah, just doing a show. Doing a show.
Well, I'm glad you're doing a show. Boy, I remember my 69th show like it was 110 shows ago.
Nobody likes a braggart, Jim.
To be fair, you do three shows a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. But then I was trying to figure this out because wonderful Jose, who is out there, I hope you're listening, Jose, he asked me how many, definitely not the CBCs with Revelstoke Jim, there were. And I know there were over 250 of those. And then he asked about the other shows that I had. One was called The Owl Prowl, and then there was a show I did called Verbatim. And it's going to take me a while to add all those up. Plus, I have to find a computer I can still plug the zip drive into. to get the shows off of the disc.
Yeah. The zip drive.
The zip drive. The big, yeah, what, the big.
You don't have a jazz drive?
No, that's, yeah, that. It's around here. The big, big, huge.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
From
Iowa. Oh, the first burp came from Honey.
Honey.
No, that wasn't me.
So no, I'm happy to be able to share with you your dual 69th extravaganza.
Well, Jim, there's nobody else I'd rather 69 with.
Dude, you're sitting next to your wife, man. That's just not smart.
Yeah, that's who I was talking to.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or about.
Yeah, do you always speak into the microphone when you're talking to your wife?
And, yes. And looking at me in the camera while you're doing it?
Yes.
Longingly? Making googly eyes?
Yes.
What was with that puckering?
I feel a lot of judging going on right now, a lot of judging happening in here. I'm just saying.
Hey,
you know.
Hey, if him and Jim, I'm okay with that.
That's
what is Patrick gonna think?
Spin-off. That's our spin-off podcast.
Him, yeah, and Jim and him. I like that.
By the way, I like the fact that Honey's wearing the proverbial medicine hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
See, she's got the medicine hat. Kidney punch.
Well, I'm on the wrong side, though.
Oh, what a weenie, you wince.
Guys, we can do bigger.
We can do better?
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do a better movie podcast.
All right, all you movie junkies. It is time for the SLS Cast with your hosts, Matt and Tim.
Well, at the moment, we just have a Matt, but hey, Matt.
And welcome.
Welcome, Matt.
To me, apparently. Yes. Welcome me to this wonderful 69th edition of two very different podcasts. And it happens to be not just the 69th edition, because this is how I open every show. It's also the 6.9 edition. And do you know why?
Why, Matt? Why?
Because 6.9 is something wonderful ruined by a period.
Yes. Oh, wow.
All right, that's it. I'm out. Y'all have a great night. Yeah.
Right. Oh, he just pulled the George Costanza.
Oh, that was good. That was good. I was really hoping you were going to do a number thing, because on your show, the SLS Cast, slscast.com, you do a number. I love the number intros to your shows.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite portions.
Drug spike. Good.
I'm still trying to combine and the Sony thing with the number thing. So if you guys get really cool shit on Sony, let me know so I can plug that shit into the
All the time ever since
maybe I can open the next episode with, and now holding the shit that Miranda puts on Sony, it's Tim. Maybe. And then we'll just see if we can talk about shit smell, and I don't know.
Seriously, when we had Tim on, there was a moment where I was actually ragging on Sony, and then the little bell went off in my head. Dumbass, you're talking to an employee of Sony Pictures Entertainment. Yeah.
Wait, he works for Sony? He works for Sony?
Yes, Tim works for Sony.
That's kind of cool.
Indeed.
I'd just like to point out, I also have a number opening. It's just the same five numbers all the time.
Jim, I love your show too.
I'm just saying, it's the same five numbers, but it works for me.
And which five numbers are they, Jim?
Five, four,
3, 2, 1.
There we go.
That's right. Thunderbirds are go.
All right. So now.
Show.
Now we've evened out the number of Americans and
America for the win. Oh, sorry.
No, we are currently tied.
Careful, guys. They're going to shoot us partway through.
What do I do? Hands in the air.
And wave them like you just don't care.
See them?
And you have to spread your feet.
Stop and frisk.
Up against the wall.
You like being frisked.
I like being stopped, too. Wait, what?
Someone get a glove.
Do you stop in the name of love?
No, I stop.
He stops in the name of love.
Stop
breaking my heart.
Yes, stop breaking my heart.
Actually, I think the most appropriate one, because this is a megapod of mass proportion.
It's epic.
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 Stop.
You need help.
Collaborate and listen. I spat my
breath. Oh, come on. No. That song is so freaking wrong.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You stop that right now.
That's like the most full of wind thing ever. And the reason why is because there was an interview that they did with Vanilla Ice, whom in a very interesting story I got to make fun of to his face one day, but I didn't realize I was doing it. But that's neither here nor there. Now, they did an interview where they actually were trying to explain to him that he ripped off his sample, and he's like, nah, man, that's totally not true. Their song is all dun 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 dun, but my song, it's all dun 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 dun. Yeah.
Now, can I ask a question? Were you able to make fun of, or were you able to ask him this question before or after he delivered your pizza?
It wasn't pizza, bro. It was a bowling alley.
I want some. I need size 10 shoes. By the way, you ripped off that. Yeah, okay.
I'm still waiting for that.
I have seen Vanilla Ice apologizes, where he apologized for making Ice Ice Baby.
I'm gonna sing that all freaking night now.
You know, if he's going to apologize for anything, he needs to apologize for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle song. That's what, you know, because...
Hold on.
The DIY show.
I agree.
No, the DIY show that he does. That's bad.
The one where he goes into other people's houses and no, that's his B&E show.
Yeah, that's the B&E. No,
he's really bad at the DIY stuff.
Guys!
Yes.
Yes.
We're all, you know, I love that this show has gone North America wide. Can we do better? Can we do bigger?
We need to be epic.
I guess we can try and make it intercontinental.
Oh.
That would be cool.
Equal things out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because we've got three Canadians and three Americans. So, what else could we do? Let's see. How about this?
Robot dicks are masturbation, bringing you back like information. Finless mind is bound to your master's rep. You are doing nothing else matters. We are not here to please you. We are not here to please you.
Hello and welcome to We Are Not Here to Please You, taking over the Midnight Movie Nights.
And Johnny Whitetrash.
Holy shit, it's Raphael from We Are Not Here to Please You. Ah!
Oh my God.
I think we've achieved Megapod.
Absolutely. I mean, without me, it would be impossible. We all know that, yeah? So.
But Johnny would even things out.
Look at the ego on this guy.
Accent.
Why does he have?
I am allowed to.
He has an accent.
Yeah. And an eagle. God.
Honey, hey, it can hear you. Like, when you talk.
It can hear you.
Honey, I can hear you. And just as tip, yeah, I can also see you. If you start signaling, giving him signals about me, I still gonna see that. So,
yeah. Hi.
Hi.
The vapors?
I have to say, she's really much prettier than he deserves.
Yes.
I thought water was supposed to seep to its own level. I'm kind of curious as to what the hell's going on over there.
Well, somebody won the lottery, apparently.
Well, somebody had to lose the lottery then.
Yeah. I guess so.
I lost.
I really know how to cook.
Yes, he does.
Okay, but let's stop talking about math.
His accent.
Yes. No, honey, what kind of accent do you think it is?
Finnish?
No!
No! Oh.
Well, we are joined by R2, but in typical Finnish fashion, he's not saying a goddamn thing.
R2, are you out there?
No, see, we have to stop talking for, what is it, like 4 seconds before the Finn will speak up? So that is the goal.
Yeah, it's got that etiquette thing.
Yeah, we will
question in when they interview people.
We will keep going all night long, keeping him from having a moment to get a word in edgewise.
Wait, where's R2? Unless he kind of snuck up this morning into my bedroom, I'm not seeing him.
Whoa.
Dude, you're not supposed to destroy the illusion.
Snuck. Like, he would have to sneak into your bedroom. Come on.
We all know he's in bed with you. It is episode 69 afterwards, after all.
Yeah. Afterwards. Afterwards, too, but okay, yeah.
Whatever.
That's a premium stream, folks. Bye, Johnny.
I was wondering why I wasn't getting any video from him.
Yeah, we're not going to be streaming it on YouTube. It'll be streamed on RedTube. Is that still a thing?
Yes. I mean, I don't know.
I wouldn't know. I have no idea.
I thought it was YouPorn now. I thought YouPorn was the big one now.
There's something called YouPorn?
Yeah. They did
no,
this thing.
Honey.
I saw it on Reddit. It was awesome. They did this
Everything
thing.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team.
No,
everything is awesome.
When you're jacking off to YouPorn.
I mean, no, please. It was bad enough that Johnny introduced me to karaoke bukkake last night.
Hang on. I had plant bukkake first. All right. What? That was all me. I don't know. But now I want to see karaoke bukkake.
No, what is
Well,
actually, I want to see Johnny karaoke and break another limb. So
no, I have to take him to emergency when he breaks a limb. No,
Come
thank
on.
You.
Who the hell breaks a limb when they're doing karaoke? Come on.
Him, this guy right here. Yep.
By the way,
when there's bukkake involved,
for those listening to the audio, she is pointing at me.
Oh.
That's the most awesome story ever.
I think it's very cute that Honey thinks the other people have accents.
Oops.
Take it all in. Just take
okay,
it.
We need to time it better till she takes a zip so that we maybe see her spit into the microphone or something.
No, those are my microphones.
It's got a filter on it.
I know. I enjoy other people having pain.
Johnny told me she doesn't spit.
Jim!
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's funny that Johnny chose to start off this episode by warning me that there was absolutely no keeping this one in check. But if you would like to interact with the live show, you can send us a tweet to @MovieNightsPod.
@TeamWhiteTrash.
Or at Jim CanCon.
Or someone step up.
Twit, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Say that again.
@NitTwit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Or
@WANHTPYA. I just got up an hour ago. You gave me very short warning time.
We asked you about this hours ago. It's not our fault you were asleep.
Yeah, I didn't have that excuse.
What time is it in Finland?
I think it's now 9-ish, something after 9 in the morning.
In the morning?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was bubbly, extra bubbly. Mm.
Oh, look.
Why are you up so early?
I don't know.
I think we need a hashtag for this episode.
Hashtag extra bubbly?
more wine.
Honey needs more wine. Well,
okay, well, fine. My week's not going very well. It's been really tough, and I just don't know what to do. First, it started with waking up, and then it just got worse from there. Is that enough wine?
No, you need some of the blue nun.
Wine
blue nun, Miranda.
I've never blown a nun.
You're missing out.
Look, fancy folk was having their wine in fancy bottles.
Does it have a cork in it?
Yeah.
It's the German white wine. Oh, I'm drunk. Shit.
That's okay. Raphael's German. It all bounces out. Yeah. Bounces?
Yep. It all bounces out.
Should we move on to our first story?
We have a story?
I have three stories.
I didn't know we had three stories.
Oh, bummer.
Well, it was kind of a... I had part of the show prepped anyway.
Here's what we're doing. We're each going to do a little bit of our show. So Johnny's going to tell a story. We're going to do a little bit of a tournament of segments, and we'll all play that. Jim, Matt, and Raphael can bring in elements of their shows as well.
Wait, did Miranda sound totally robotic to you?
Yes, but we talked through that because she didn't sound totally robotic to everybody else, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Professionalism.
Everything
I don't have
is
that.
Awesome. Everything is
cool.
Awesome.
No, everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Groovy.
Do you funny because now they really do sound robotic.
Don't you make fun of Cher.
Okay.
No karaoke for you.
All right, Johnny. Take it away.
But because she hasn't said no to the bukkake, Johnny, so you're still in the game.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
One segment that I think has been getting neglected over on the Johnny White Trash Show at johnnywhitetrash.com, searchable on iTunes and Stitcher, is you're doing it wrong. So I have sought out... In the vat. Okay, anyway, fuck it. I found a story. So you know soccer, right?
Not personally.
No.
I don't like soccer, no.
Soccer, barely know it. Okay. Some call it football.
Football? What?
Okay. Anyway, let me try and get through this here.
I know some of these words. Can you bring them down in an order that don't work or so? Would be great.
Honey, you can see a picture on the screen. Nobody else can see it. Can you explain to everybody what you're seeing here?
I am seeing a man fucking a woman doggy size. No, I can't. I'm drunk.
Okay.
You're
doing it wrong. So now, here's the story. Okay? When you are going to lose a football game, what is the best thing to do?
Break a leg.
Clearly,
in doggy style.
Yes.
Clearly, you hang out in the dugout. It's called the dugout in that sport, right? Anyway.
It is today.
Yeah. You hang out in the dugout and you have sex with a female fan. Okay?
Wouldn't that be a
that
dog
sex? Yeah, it would.
I think I need to start losing some episodes of the SLS cast then.
So now, here's the funny part. Clearly... Since we're talking about it, video was released, right? He was, within hours, cut from the team. It's a semi-pro team.
Said semi.
Yeah.
Hey, why was
he was cut?
It would have been better if the ref had thrown like a red flag.
Here's the best part of the story, I think. Okay? His name...
Is Robert Paulson.
His name is Jay Hart, and he could be heard laughing on mobile phone footage as he was caught still in his club t-shirt with his tracksuit bottoms around his legs. The face of the female fan cannot be seen. Within hours of the footage being circulated to teammates and fans, Hart was sacked by the club, who play in the Evo Sticks Division 1 North, which probably means something to other people. Here's why I find this story entertaining.
Get on with it, Junior.
Because it goes to the football club's Facebook page. A lot of people make a bunch of comments, okay? You know who else commented on this story? Mr. Hart's girlfriend and mother of his two children, who is not
the lady the woman
he was with in the dugout. So that's why I'm just going to go out here and say, Jay Hart,
you're doing it wrong.
One comment to that whole topic. Why did he got cut from the team? He was clearly the only one that got it in.
He scored. That's the whole point.
He scored. I mean, he's clearly has to be the best man on his team.
Exactly. His goals aren't going to score themselves.
And if I want to know if the team sacked him, what was he doing to her?
I do have one more.
Okay.
I do have one more. Another, you're doing it wrong. Okay? But before that, I have to ask, honey.
Yes?
Did you steal Channing Tatum's backpack?
I would have loved to steal his backpack.
Not that backpack.
Meow.
Apparently, he likes...
That man is fucking sexy.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I would not kick him out of bed for eating cookies.
Oh.
Did I just hear a pair of panties drop, or what was that noise?
Clank. I don't know. She seems to be melting into the chair, though, at this point.
Pretty much, yep.
Gonna have to rock her.
Well, that's all right.
Clean up on
Johnny sucks, still has Jim, so we're okay. I mean,
we're okay.
There we go. See, now, you got Jim, I got Channing. We're all good.
Oh, this other thing I was going to bring up, I can't bring up because A, my head's not working right, and B, the cat went away, and the cat has to hear this thing too. So let's move on with somebody else's portion of the show and save me from myself.
I think it's too late for that, Johnny.
Oh, fuck.
What was that, honey?
I am not burping.
It's okay. It really is. All right.
This is the Johnny White Trash Show, damn it.
So we've had a few tweets come on. Ryan Connolly says, "Oh my god." And Marianne is warning Raphael, "Watch it, Raphael. You've jumped into episode 69. And the Imp Knight says his name is at Yakko Pinky. Because, you know,
Rob. Raphael has a very, very sexy accent.
Indeed, he does.
Honey!
Thank you. We can always stay on the line later.
All right.
No, you may not.
Hey, Johnny, you can watch. I mean, listen.
Oh, okay. He looks like Tatum Channing.
I am so in.
All right. Well, the cat has rejoined us. So, Johnny, what do you got?
There's another. Found a story of somebody else doing it wrong. A Texas vet fired after posting about cat she allegedly killed. The picture she had, or here's the tweet she sent out. "My first bow kill with the emoji of a cat's head. LOL. The only good feral tomcat is one with an arrow through its head. Vet of the Year award. Gladly accepted." Except after posting this, and I don't know what she fucking thought would happen, she is no longer working at the vet clinic.
Okay, so a vet kills a cat?
With a bow and arrow.
Okay. I mean,
can we please go back being retarded in private? I mean, do we need to publish and push everything out there? I mean, like, you know, we all have been, like, as teenagers, idiots as fuck. That's a fact. But true. We did it in the privacy of our little group of friends. And then usually somebody had the nerves to smack you over the head and say, "Shut the fuck up, you retard."
Uh-huh. Yes.
We need a virtual slap you over the head button, you know, but what actually physically hurts.
That. You're not allowed to do that anymore because
that's bullying.
And you might hurt somebody's feelings.
Uh-huh, boo-hoo.
I agree.
Fuck them.
Get over it.
Yeah, I mean, we're raising a bunch of pussies. That's what we are doing. Everybody's self-entitled. Everybody's butthurt about everything. Get the fuck over it. Walk it off. Grow a pair. And go
we
fuck
yourself.
We need
a high-five button.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Totally. I kind of resent that a little
high
bit.
High-five, Raphael.
High-five.
What part? The pussy part?
Yeah, because, hey, come on. Meow.
See? Cat's on board, too. Hey, otherwise, Matt, I haven't heard you for a while. Matt.
Yo.
You haven't said anything for a while. I just wanted to bring you in. What do you think?
I realize that I have a tendency to, like, have a fucking mouth the size of New Jersey. So I really want to make sure that I don't just talk the whole fucking time. So I'm just trying to be
what
very
a terrible
good.
Thing to have someone and, talk an entire time on a radio show.
Well, oh my I'm God. Trying to be nice and share. I mean, not only am I coming from Texas, but I'm the size of fucking Texas. And I'm looking at my, you know, American hat friends up here from Canada, you know, America's hat, Canada.
Oh, I'm with you.
Okay.
And then staring at the sexy picture of Raphael and R2. Wait, yes. One, two, three, four. R2. And then... you know, and then here's Jim. He's just kind of sitting there, and I want to make sure that That's he right. has an opportunity to jump in and talk as much as he wants. So
I'm fine. I was quite happy that Honey gave you the proverbial Canadian reach around to get you talking. So I'm fine. Hey, I talk too damn much.
Well, she can't give you a reach around, Jim. Johnny's already doing it for him. So, I mean, you know.
Thank you, Matt.
You're very welcome. Are you regretting getting me to talk again yet? Just let me know when you
no.
are.
No.
See,
no.
We're going by Lord of the Flies rules, and right now, Matt from the SLS cast has the conch.
At SLS cast.
I have the say what, Mom?
Itchy as hell.
I have a powder for that.
Have you been eating the bluebell ice cream? Is that why you've got the conch?
Wait, yeah. What's bluebell ice cream?
Oh my dear God, we are getting your address, honey. We're getting your address. I will send you some bluebell ice cream.
You better not, because
it's amazing.
What is
okay,
bluebell?
Everybody
ice
honey,
don't
send panicking the, bluebell the right fuck now? Out over nothing. This is like it's seriously just pissing
cream.
Me off.
No, you're lactose intolerant. You're not allowed to have ice cream.
Wait, oh no, that would definitely
yeah. Don't
there,
listen to
there
him.
Would be no actually, more burps. There would just be some fun stuff coming out the other end. I get, you know, that's
is it that bad?
Bluebell homemade oh, ice cream.
he does not enjoy sleeping in bed when I have ice cream, but hey, I like ice cream.
We she doesn't we can suffer from lactose intolerance. Everybody else suffers from lactose intolerance.
Hey, I like ice cream. What can I say?
Yeah, but ice cream don't like you.
Apparently, Bluebell doesn't like anybody. How sad a day was it, Matt?
Honey, yeah. Whisper into the mic.
Stop being so intolerant towards MIG products. Yeah, I really don't approve of that. That's not right in this time and age. Yeah, stop
I'm
being intolerant.
Sorry, I hope I did not offend your German sensibilities.
Nah, just his lactose sensibilities.
Yeah.
So, all
what,
right.
Kitty, very Kitty, you were You're trying to say tolerant. Something, though. What yeah. were you trying to say there?
Oh, I was just wondering, well, everyone's representing here. You're from Texas. Was
yes.
it a sad day when they pulled Bluebell? Which is...
Okay. Let me just, for whatever it's worth, if I can be serious for just one moment and talk about the children.
Makes me think of what George wrote.
Wait.
Okay.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
Drop
and
a load on us, Matt.
That's probably what happens to Honey's sphincter after she eats ice cream. Now, Bluebell, though, with Bluebell.
Oh.
Here's the thing. So, they had these individual little ice cream treat things that were in a hospital in like Kansas or something like that. And they unfortunately, like these little ice cream treat things individually wrapped that were at this hospital did have listeria. Okay, so it caused some people to get sick. It did not
What's
affect
listeria.
Listeria, it's that
it's
stuff
mouthwash,
you get from Lysol.
Isn't it?
It's the stuff you get from the mouthwash, you know.
Okay, thank you.
I love that commercial. That's an old commercial, but I love it. Anyway, so some people did get sick, unfortunately. It was like four people. And then everybody is freaking the fuck out and just pulling Bluebell all over the place. So I have had Bluebell since the outbreak. I'm still here. Excuse me, I have to go shit the listeria out. Go ahead.
It's a minor inconvenience, but it's good ice cream.
I think I need Bluebell.
If we stopped eating stuff just because it was bad for us,
we would never eat again.
McDonald's would be out of business. Oh, McDonald's.
Getting close.
Let's not go to McDonald's. McDonald's is bad.
I know. Available in ADHD. McDonald's. We went there after.
You just
spilled wine on my desk.
It's okay. It's dirty anyways.
Now it'll have that fresh, clean Listeria wine scent from Germany.
Yeah, yes.
I can buy a new mixer now.
I am drinking German white wine. It's fresh, crisp, and fruity.
She really is drunk. That's like the fourth time she said that.
Yeah, no, she actually is. She don't play drunk.
So I finished an entire bottle of wine by myself. I
mean, wait. I'm reminded of in Living Color, but in this case, honey don't play drunk.
Damn straight, I don't play drunk.
I'm
and
not,
coincidentally
play on TV, so. Yeah.
Raphael, go.
Coincidentally, the description on the bottle also fits me. Huh. Should I be worried?
Raphael, me and you, we need to connect. Like, seriously.
This is episode 69.
Hey, Raphael, remember how I said one day I'm going to come to Finland and we're going to do like a podcast together?
Yeah, yep. I'm going to be there.
I've decided that we can't do that anymore. Sorry.
And I can't talk to you ever again.
You can talk to me. You can't talk to us.
Everyone toss the keys
Why
in.
Not?
Toss the keys in.
Apparently, this is a key party.
Right?
Yes. What?
He's got the long, beautiful blonde hair.
Oh, yes. Just pass the
Raphael,
keys.
Raphael, you have beautiful hair.
It'll be good. Don't worry.
Thank you.
He also has a beard right. Do you still have a beard right now?
Yeah.
He also has a beard right now.
Honey, you might be replaced.
What the fuck?
Look at his hair, though.
Well, yeah, there it's all done up and pretty.
And the accent.
And he's got a pretty mouth.
There you go. See, Cat knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
So Johnny lost his pussy, but Honey found it. That's
there you go.
Oh, I finished an entire bottle of wine by myself.
Well, I guess that means.
Okay, let's see if we can make her laugh so hard that she pees a little.
Yeah. No!
Come on.
I won't come visit you, Raphael.
Okay, then I'm going to step back and you other people don't do it at all. I'm not encouraging you. I don't say it in the way so you know that I'm out and safe. So.
Okay. I think at this point we will go ahead and take over on the Midnight Movie Nights side of the house and do a tournament of segments.
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
I always hear prepare your anus.
I keep hearing prepare your ass. I hear prepare your ass every time.
Yeah,
prepare thy ass.
Your anus.
Yeah. Perverts.
Wow.
Butt stuff.
Speaking of butt stuff, I'd like to thank Ryan Connolly for following me on Twitter just now.
So we talk about butt stuff. So
he's probably going to unfollow me now, but that, you know, thanks for the follow.
So, bro. Kitty, how's Battleforged?
See?
What the fuck
are you doing? It's Battleforged ass. You see? You just can't escape.
Oh, nobody can see it. He's doing his Bane impersonation.
What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing.
Dude, I totally threw to you and you just left me there hanging. Fuck.
Oh. Sometimes you just need to let it hang, you know? Arabic,
Arabic. You get that shit off your face and laugh and
God damn it.
No one cared who I was until I put on the mask. All right, okay. Tournament. How we battle? We've got a lot of segments.
Here, let me
multiple
do this again.
Stop.
Hey, Kitty, how was Battle Forged?
Battle!
God, there you go.
We have a lot of segments that we pick at random, and we have to have a movie-related segment. And the new rule is now, it's got to be within, what, like a tweet? Like
yeah.
You could put into a tweet, so.
Yeah, so name the flick. Say, like, a sentence. Or a tweet's worth.
Honey, we can hear you.
It's okay.
I'm trying to be quiet.
It's okay.
That's all right. You're it laughing really is. Just you're laughing it, just hard enough that you might pee just a little.
Oh, by the way,
I think we're gonna get it. Don't worry.
Whoa! You're pulling your.
Oh, please, don't tell me. We're not back to vodka tampons, are we?
Okay, when I tweeted to you last night, Kat, I did not realize you were talking about vodka tampons.
Oh, God, what did she say last night?
Vodka's yummy.
Yeah.
I so did not know you were talking about vodka tampons.
By the way, little fun fact, in Japan, adult diapers are about to sell out kids' diapers. And no, it's not what you think. It's not kinky sex stuff.
So, Kitty, how is Battle Forged?
So, is that McDonald's?
So, you're gonna spin your little spinning wheel.
Yeah.
Whatever segment comes up, everyone has to have like a movie related to that segment.
Yeah, just
give like a brief sentence about it.
The name and a quick sentence about why you chose it. I'll say we'll do three of these. That, you know, with as many people as we have here, that should actually take us a while to get through. Oh, come on. Really? Come on. There we go. Let's see if the beep is still, or whatever, the, what's it called?
I heard it.
Come on.
Come on.
Ah, there's the little ding sound is not there, but we landed on an old friend. And that,
how old does an old friend have to be again?
Older than 30 years or older.
From now.
Okay.
So,
do you understand what's going on, honey?
I'm drunk, so no.
Okay, think of a movie that's 30 years old that you like. You sit there and think, we'll come to you.
Okay.
All right.
How old is the Pamela Anderson porn again?
What the hell?
Zone, Raphael?
Oh, crap. Oh, man, I did that wrong.
I told him.
But we were just called by Netheads on air.
Well.
Hello? We're being shushed.
Sorry. No, that's what I imagine the sound is like, because I'm sitting in my family room just looking at a MacBook and talking to it. So, I have to keep my level down because my wife and the baby are just upstairs on the other side of the wall. So, this has got to be probably the worst and creepiest I've ever sounded.
Hold on, I had to get him back. You forgot to add him.
Add who?
No, I didn't have the option to add him.
I have to be quiet. Why am I being quiet? Oh, wrong speaker.
Right. No, I'm wearing headphones. I'm not an idiot.
Oh, so we don't have to be quiet?
Well, I need to remember to be quiet. I just like going.
Oh, okay.
I feel like an idiot because I'm whispering.
Yeah. All right. So hold on one second. I screwed this up and wasn't able to add you to the group call, but,
oh, I think... Wait a minute. Hold on. I didn't know I'd be getting involved in any group things, so let me just be very clear. My safe word is mahalo.
Mahalo.
Okay. We got it. All right. Do us a favor. Give us a call back and... No. This is the problem that I run into in GabNet all the time. Mm-hmm. We have to be contacts. So I just
I sent a request.
Oh, I did not see one. Okay, how interesting! Didn't him.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Yeah. But let's see things. Now.
Kids, you know what's going on.
I will come back over here. All right, hold on, just one moment.
It's so fun doing tech stuff live.
Indeed.
Yeah, I see on...
Okay, let's see if we can do this now.
They're all back.
Hey, I hear Miranda. Where's Jim?
I'm here.
Jim's there.
Is Matt there?
Yes, honey, I am.
Okay.
Oh, yay, and is Skype Raphael is trying there?
Of course I am, honey.
All right.
Can you say that to me? Raphael, because that sounded sexy.
Oh my God, Skype is going crazy.
It's for everyone. Come on, in the group, it's always nicer. Let's have a circle. Let's build a circle.
Will honey wave at the camera so we know she's real and not a looper?
I'm here. I swear.
Don't wave. We don't know what sick fantasies Jim has. He's just gonna save that in his spank bank, you know. And we don't want to know what he does with that fantasy.
I kind of want to know.
Me too now.
Yeah.
So at this point, Skype is about to crash on me.
Why?
I've got the spinning beach ball of death because I tried to merge a call while it was an active current call.
So it didn't work?
No. So I'm about to lose everything. So I am going to restart Skype and call you guys back.
Yeah, everyone understands.
You're calling all of us?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, right. Kitty.
We'll carry on our own little conversation here.
Okay. Kitty?
So where were we?
Yes. Take it away.
Okay, everyone on standby. Brace yourselves for impact. And impact just happened. So, thank you, Skype, for being screwed up. Appreciate it very much.
It's my fault. I'm the one who screwed it up.
Really? Nah. It was Skype. Don't even take blame for that. It's the internet. You can always...
It doesn't matter. I know better.
Place blame on someone
else.
No,
that's the wrong password.
Otherwise, it's all good.
No, Kitty, I know better. I know how to do this. I do this twice a week on Getting Geeky. I shouldn't have screwed that up, but I did.
You got nervous.
I didn't get nervous.
I did. I got nervous. I got intimidated.
You shouldn't get nervous or intimidated. All right, and we'll start.
On.
Whoa, oh, that was weird. All right, and I'll start.
On our end, we're just keeping the recording going, so when it uploads tomorrow, there's bonus features.
Indeed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, nice. There you go. All right. Let's. So, Kitty, keep taking it away.
Okay. So, everyone seems to be coming back. All right, Johnny, you seem to be all right.
I am all right,
honey. All right.
I'm here.
Still love the hat.
Thank you.
Did you steal that from Johnny? Because, you know.
I did.
I got to say it. You wear it better. Just like the dress.
Thank
was
you.
Was tweeted out.
Meh, 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 meh.
Sorry, Johnny. Just had to say that. And nice shirt, Johnny.
Oh, thank you. It's my new Metal Militia shirt.
I've seen that before.
Didn't I put that out for you?
Is that a new group?
No, it's like just new a clothing wave? Brand. Oh.
Because the other day I saw someone with a jacket that had that on it, and I was like, holy shit, Johnny wears that. I've seen that before. That's the only reference I had for it. I was like, okay. Hey.
Hold on. All right, we need a roll call. Who? We know we've got Johnny and Honey.
Yes.
Do we have a Jim?
Yes.
Do we have a Matt?
Yeah, just think of a guy with no arms and no legs lying in front of your door.
Okay.
All right, so we've got Revelstoke Jim of Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content. We've got Matt from the SLS cast. Do we have a Raphael from We Are Not Here to Please You.
No, he typed a message saying, just give him a minute. He's got to
go get his bunny.
Yeah, his bunny's going to eat the door.
Okay. No, that's funny. I'm wearing my bunny ears right now.
Stop eating the door.
I do have bunny slippers on. I just want to say that. You have bunny slippers.
Yeah, I do indeed have bunny slippers as well. Now,
wait, I don't see Jim anymore. There we go.
There's Jim. Okay.
There's Jim.
Now,
did we lose?
Do we have a Will from Netheads?
Yeah, hi, I'm sorry. Will's not here right now. My name is Steve, and I'm calling from the Revelstoke Cable Company, and we just wanted to talk to you about some of the issues that have been happening around Revelstoke because you guys have been having this kind of group phone call. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Tuber Propagator actually has a very, very active internet presence, as well as, even though it's very unspoken and not published, a very adult toy, if you will, website set up. It's kind of underground from what I hear. The bandwidth to power that site just hasn't been there because you guys are getting together like this. And personally, I don't want to cross the guy because I like my testicles where they are.
You know, I've been trying to call your office, Steve, for the past, a good 3-4 years now just to complain about the fact that the bandwidth has been so crappy. And I've been sending emails. I've wanted you to add an extra squirrel or two to the servers just to increase the bandwidth.
Yes, because in case anyone wasn't aware, Canadian servers, well, at least up in our region, they're more squirrel-powered. When you get a little lower into the more of the rural climate, if you will, I hear they use possum, but it's because of natural resources, folks. We're very green up here. So anyway, at the moment, one of the other things that has happened is that many of you may not know this. Jim's actually for the last 10 minutes just been running as a simulation because we've lost the connection, but we can't be without the content. Hold on a moment. Just let me hit this right here. And okay, we brought back the live Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah. I was kind of just sitting here in the log broadcast. Oh, damn. I told nobody to phone me while the show's on. Hang on. Let me just take care of this while I'll get back to your little 69 show in just a second. Hello, Revelstoke Jim, Log Broadcasting Center.
Earl.
Earl. What are you doing, Earl?
What
are you doing? Yes, I know, Earl. What are you doing?
Yeah. Watching the show.
Oh, you're watching the show.
Watching the show.
Johnny's on the show.
Watching the show.
Honey's pissed.
Earl.
Now I know.
Watching the show.
You're watching the show.
Yeah.
Where are you? Where are you?
Yeah, what?
I said, where are you?
Yeah, no, Earl.
No, I know, Earl. I just want to know where you are.
What?
I want to know where you are.
Watching the show.
You're watching the show. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Are you gonna keep listening?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Are you going to keep listening?
What?
I said you're going to keep listening.
What? Earl.
Yeah, Earl, keep listening.
Earl.
Hey, Raphael.
Texas.
You're in Texas. Matt's Matt's from Texas. Texas. No, Matt's from Texas.
Huh?
The cat's from Texas.
What?
The cat's from Texas.
Earl.
No, I know, Earl.
Earl.
Earl. I can't talk.
Earl.
Earl, I can't talk right now. I can't talk right now.
What?
I can't talk right now.
What?
I can't talk right now. Earl.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell you something.
Watching the show.
Yeah.
Watching the show.
Karaoke Bukkake.
Watching the show.
No, that's what you should be watching.
Uh-huh.
That's what you should
Earl.
Be watching. Don't watch
Earl.
This. Yeah. Earl, phone me
Earl.
On phone me on Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Keep up the good work. Huh?
Yeah, I will do that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't mean to put you on hold. You're going to fix this problem?
I'm sorry, suddenly it was 17 years ago as I sat here. What happened? Where is the time gone and the hair? Oh, it's so sad.
I don't know what you're talking about. I still have all my hair.
Shut up!
Yeah, right? Tell me about it. Yeah. Don't feel bad, Johnny. Your hair just reversed direction. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, things happen, and every once in a while you fall into some sort of weird time slip.
I
think the best way to put it is just and scene.
I was going to say it was just a step to the right.
Brad, did you feel overthrown by testosterone?
Hang on, as long as Will's here, he has to start the show for me.
And just like that, completely hijacked.
I'm sorry. I just
also copyrighted music. So let's explain why that's being played, please.
Rebels. Big bad voodoo daddy's not going to go after anybody.
No, they're not.
Probably
they're
not.
Happy no. for the.
I have that song shows up on my iPod, and I am immediately transported. I expect to hear Will. As soon as that song finishes, it's just that's the way it is.
And here it is, 17 years later, and I'm still talking with nobody in the room.
Yeah.
He's an old fogey. That's what he is. Yes, one of the old internet ones.
Hey, don't be stealing my. Hey, let me tell you something, you kook. I just want you to know that you were my favorite back then. All those times we spent canoodling and hanging out with the chicks and drinking the hurricanes, and I learned a lot from you, young man, and I just have to say...
See, that's one of the things I've missed, somebody else calling me young man. Holy shit.
Oh, well, phone me up more often.
Thank you.
I know. I always see you on my adult website.
I love it when you call me young man.
I swear, it's amazing just how fast two old geezers usurped an entire program.
And everybody shuts up.
Yeah, I said earlier, Will, it was there came a point where I realized I could almost be everybody's dad.
Almost. I'm the only one that. Well, I don't know the age of anyone. But,
yeah,
I feel so young at the moment.
I don't blame you.
I'm the only one that said that you weren't old enough to be our dad, Jim.
No, I said no.
Hold on. If you had reached puberty by 12, you could still be the cat's father.
Damn right.
Dad?
You know, what I really want to talk about is the fact that two guys just pulled off a kind of a recreation of what we would call maybe our classic bits. We've gotten together and done this to absolutely no one that's aware of what we're doing. I feel like if Martin and Lewis were to gather back together today, that's almost like what this was.
Pretty damn close. Long forgotten. And
you know, Jim, actually in my garage there is still a box of the super VHS tapes. I just haven't gotten them converted yet, but boy do I want to, just so nobody will watch them.
Okay, I am holding up. I have two SVHS players. I have only I figured it out. I have 52 programs on
VHS?
On SVHS.
Because one show a week, you've got a year of programming right there.
Well, anyway. No, I can't. It's full of music. I can't play it, sadly. I can take clips out of it, but I cannot play it. But
Not straight, but if you digitized it and then just did a quick crossfade at the beginning and end of the song. Right.
Just fill it in with a bunch of, hey, we're going to be playing this. Hey, it's Bachman Turner Overdrive. And then all of a sudden
you substitute it with something appropriate from Audio Blocks.
But then, just cover all the music with kazoos.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. I either that or a royalty free ukulele music.
Yes.
Will, do you have your ukulele right next to you? Can you give us? Oh yeah, there we go.
No, I can't actually. It's at work because I've been trying to learn how to play it on my quote unquote lunch breaks, which are right now about 15 minutes in front of a computer trying to wolf down whatever I've got on hand.
Damn it. Well, one person can dream.
I like ukuleles.
She's gone.
I'm sorry, I'm drunk.
I love you turtles. Were so gone, honey.
I love turtles.
I am. I'm very drunk. I'm sorry. I tried not to.
Don't apologize for being who you are.
I think honey just turned super Canadian.
Where's the moose and the geese? I need the moose and the geese and the beavers, and then I am.
I've got a beaver for you right here.
There we go. Miranda, you're my girl. Oh,
stop okay, showing for your beaver people that people didn't saw it, Miranda just showed us her beaver.
Jeez. You're always doing that.
It was
available
very
in the premium stream.
It was a very pretty beaver.
It was much smaller than I anticipated.
Yeah. Hey, it's bigger on the inside.
Yeah, it's like a chart.
Time Lord technology.
So, Steve, I gotta. Can you just say I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that because by God, you sound like Hell 9000. Apparently not. Okay.
Well. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Are we talking about me?
Yes.
Oh, I was. Yeah. I was ID3 tagging something, and I was lost in another world. Hold on. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I just can't do that.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. Yeah, that's the money shot right there. Yeah.
What are you doing, Dave?
You don't want to know what Dave is doing right now.
That sounds very pornonic.
Pornonic?
Pornographic?
Pornogic. Yeah. Yes.
Pornonic is now a word officially.
Is that like lowbrow pornography?
Yes.
Hey, what y'all doing? Y'all watching that pornonic for free?
Pornonic?
I just thought you were on my side.
That's the porn that you watch while you're getting a colonic.
I got a colonic when I was pormonic.
How does this? I mean, I always think that I'm a weird person. No, and then I get together with all of you, and somehow I seem to end up being the normal one. And I don't know how this happens.
You're
not the normal one.
Can you look down into your left real quick? Has she peed herself a little bit?
By the way,
she's doing it. That's awesome. He's actually, that's amazing. Thank you.
Is pornonic? Pornonic? Is that what we said? Pornonic? That sounds Peronic? Like somebody that's really just an absolute ignoramus when it comes to porn. It's like a moronic porn person. They're porn.
Like somebody who just found out that youporn.com is a site.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
Okay. Yeah, me neither. I'm actually, pornonic sounds like some language the UN invented.
Either that or it's the latest music mix dance craze out of the UK.
Or the newest
cross-sold as an exercise tape.
Or the newest superhero. Well,
guys, the picture of Jared Leto as the Joker, that's pornonic right there.
Agreed.
Nailed
that
it.
That one is sexy as the Joker.
So you're just saying that the Joker doesn't know anything about porn?
He's pornonic.
He's
pornonic. There we go.
Isn't it pornonic?
Don't you think?
Don't you think? Boom.
A little too pornic.
I really do think.
Not a single lyric in that song is irony. Just want to point that out. None of it.
Yes, Johnny, you have made that point many times.
I just got a sharp shooting pain in my head. It's the sudden sound of digital players being all silenced at once. am I the only one that can't follow what the hell is going on?
Join the club.
It's
sir.
Okay,
join
I can't club. Either.
It's okay, Grandpa will.
That sums it up very well. Thank you.
Sorry. That's just classic Wilkins. I'm sorry.
By the way, Jim, I don't know if you've heard, but the rumor's in the village.
Don't make me break out the rumors in the village. I'm sorry. Oh, hell.
The rumor's in New York City.
Yeah, I know. So we don't know where Kwame is, and Reamer's in New York. Well, I guess that accounts for our audience.
I hear he's staying in the village.
Oh, no, really? Really?
You know what I have to say about it's that, though?
Perfect.
He's staying in the village?
Nobody else is drunk.
And then we played, look at that, YMCA. I'm just exhausted. I haven't had anything. See, we have to keep talking over it, though, because...
We do. We have to, it's like a commentary track.
Now, exactly.
This is when we could play music, and we didn't care.
Nobody gave a crap.
That's right.
Am I the only one who's drunk?
I'm getting there.
You just jump on in whenever you're ready, honey. It's okay. We're here.
Somebody else needs to be drunk with me, please.
I would like to know what that fracking cat is drinking because it smells really good.
Cat, please be drunk with me.
Angry Orchard.
Angry Orchard Hard Cider.
Oh. Cat, are you drunk with me?
I'm
that
tipsy with you.
Good.
So far.
Oh,
I'm gonna go get one of those.
Go get one.
Catch up. Come on. I've already finished a bottle of wine. Come on, catch up with me.
I've only had like six of them. Jeez, how many am I supposed to have?
I don't know, like 12. Come on.
I wish they made them in like a wine bottle size.
Wait, hold on. What is all that crap in the background?
Catch up.
It's so amazing. I love seeing inside people's homes. What is it? Go
what
back.
Background? Who?
You. What is going on back there?
It's a bar.
No, it's a, what is that? It's a bunch of mini
Funko pop
figures.
Yeah,
oh, they're bobbleheads. Bobbleheads.
No, they're not bobbleheads. They're pop finals.
Funk. Oh, hold on.
We went through this, honey.
Yeah.
They're not bobbleheads. It's not a
bar. By the way, I so wish I had gotten the first Marvel crate because the Hulkbuster just looks amazing.
Hey, I think I have that one. Wait, Miranda, what is that one?
Guess where those came from, Will?
These are the Jay and Silent Bob pop movies.
Jay and Silent Bob.
We watched Comic Book Men.
But
Comic Book Men, what is that?
Yes.
But these were.
Please don't make fun of
honey,
me.
Honey, Will knows Ming.
You know Ming?
Oh,
oh my
god.
Please don't make fun of me.
I hung out with Ming. I've had dinner with Ming.
That's kind of cool, actually. Will, you're my hero.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
The only thing I could say with that is shoot higher.
But I don't want to. Did you see when I married...
Johnny,
I think it's a ruggedly handsome individual.
Well, thank you, Will.
It's the baby.
You can't have him. He's already with Jim.
I think I'm not buying you a house anymore.
But you are.
Oh.
Johnny, I think your wife could be a politician in Finland. I have a related story. Just there were elections. And one particular politician who's known for walking around in flannel shirts and passing out all over the city because of being drunk in the middle of the day just got in this election 2,000 more votes straight to him.
Hey, we're from Canada. We were going to reelect a guy who smoked crack.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Or
he's going to start speaking in English soon, right?
No.
What?
Are we talking about Raphael?
Oh my god, that was the most awesome thing ever. I am so freaking tired.
I'm so confused right now.
Yeah, we all are. It's okay.
Yeah.
And we knew this was coming too.
Where?
Face, neck, and chest.
This was going back. We called it in the intro. This was going to be a clusterfuck. Just roll with it. Just ride. Keep the record light on.
My favorite part is all the youngins just having in tour the two old guys who keep interjecting with their completely non sequitur bullshit.
Yeah. Am I the youngest one again?
Apparently I'm old as well because I can't be Jim's offspring, so.
Well, you know, the way I was looking at it, Will, is, you know, essentially for this, whatever this is, episode double 69, whatever you want to call it.
Johnny White Trash Show at JohnnyWhiteTrash.com.
Whatever it is, whatever it is.
It's the most fucked episode we've ever done, and no matter how you cut it.
Whatever they all are, Will, you and I are Statler and Waldorf.
We are, definitely.
I'm lost.
The old
on
guys on the Muppets.
Come on, you don't know the old guys on the Muppets, honey?
Yes! Okay, I don't
know. How am I supposed to get drunk with you if you don't know
what
they are?
Fucking agree with me. I don't want you to agree with me. I'm just saying. Yes.
Jim, you're not old. Jim, you're not old.
Thank you very much.
And I don't know how old Will is, but you're not Jim, old either.
Will, you're not old. Don't think of it as that you're old. It's just that she's so young, she doesn't understand any reference you use.
That's right.
Oh, well, there you go. That puts a whole new page out on things.
Am I really the youngest one here?
Aren't you like 12?
Are you going to ask that again?
I'm drunk. I don't remember asking it.
Oh, you're drunk and 12. That's nice.
Yes!
Not to mention, I think the only way we can know if you're...
Hey, that's a drunken 12 is a medicine hat debutante. Come on, let's just set the record straight here.
When I started drinking...
You can't speaking be the youngest one here. Come on. Somebody else has to be younger than me.
I'm younger than you, honey.
How old are you, Miranda?
Tonight I'm 27.
See? Miranda's younger than me.
You know, by the way, that is just so goddamn condescending. Would you use her name and stop calling her honey?
But that's my name.
She's OMGWTF honey with a U. Johnny, you were supposed to do that along with... Come on.
If you would like my real name, my name's Nakai.
Ah, see? Look, I've gone under the skins of the onion.
Is that also with a U?
But I would like you to spell Nakai for me, Will, please.
It's with a K.
It sounds like a Star Trek character.
It has a silent. That's right. See, I'm not gonna fall for this because like there's a silent umlaut in there somewhere. I know.
Does anybody know how to spell my name?
N a k k a i.
You don't count. Wait, what did you say, Miranda?
Is it N a k k a i or is it just one K?
No, Jim, you got a guess. Nakai.
N a double k a. I don't.
No. Okay, Matt, you got a guess.
Honey, I don't know.
Are you related?
Honey, stop.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's Nakai and not Nakai?
Yes, my name is Nakai.
It's not Nakai.
Were you related to like Mekhi Pfeiffer at all?
Like, it's not
Mekhi.
It's there not Nakai, no, like Takei.
That's right. Oh my. Thank you, Matt.
Oh my.
Oh I think my. That was Will.
Oh my.
There is no double K in my name.
Oh damn.
There's not three K.
Okay,
right?
But when I said, is it only one K, you moved on.
Oh, okay. There is only one K in my name.
So Nakai.
Yes.
I'm glad we've got that settled.
See, you should make it Nukai because then you have your name with a U and a K.
Okay,
I like it. What the fuck, honey, with a U, and then the Midnight Movie Nights with a K, and then you've got Nakai with a U and a K.
Okay, it's 10 a.m. here. Can we stop spelling stuff? I just had my second coffee.
Yeah, hey, so guys, we were in the middle of the tournament of segments.
My
old friend showed up, so I think
that certainly counts. However, you two have not been friends for more than 30 years, so I have to have to scratch that one out. You still have to pick one, Jim.
Well, see, now you make me sound like an asshole, though, because I just got a heads up from a certain other party, and guys, I'm afraid I gotta go. There's something else I gotta do now.
All right.
So, is that because you don't love us anymore, Will?
No. There's just somebody else that means so much more.
Bye.
You take your love. You take your love to him.
Be for you. Bye for you.
Be such a bastard.
I appreciate that. Anyway,
just remember
guys,
we've done for you and all we've meant together.
Oh, and by the way, too, let's be perfectly clear. Don't try and crash my show.
I don't know you.
Oh, you didn't already go on?
You forgot the other person.
We're about to.
One more thing.
I haven't been on yet.
There was one other person we were supposed to talk about, Will.
Yeah, well, we got to mention the heads. We got to mention smallcast.com.
No, not that. Not even anything.
Is that there's so many to choose from?
No, there was the other guy.
There are so many to choose from.
One at a time, guys.
You know Will.
Sorry.
It's Larry Stahl, right?
No. Will knows. We ran into him last week. Well, not last week, but the WonderCon. He told me to say hi to Will. The older guy with the white hair. He's really old.
Gandalf? No. He's got white hair.
Oh, yeah, he does have that. We saw like 15 of them.
There were a lot of Gandalfs there.
Honey, Santa, it's not your turn.
Santa has white hair.
I'm sorry.
Santa. Doc Brown?
It really didn't really matter. I'm sorry, Will. Sorry. All right, you may go.
That's okay. He's already gone.
Sounds like you're doing, Jim, it sounds like you're doing the Wayne's World dream transition sequence when you do that.
That's not me. That's a sound clip of Will. That's what he used to get. There used to be moments of silence in the show, and Will, that was Will's go-to thing. It was like, yeah, that was just Will's go-to sound. You can see why he's lasted this long.
Okay, old friend. Who else had an old friend?
Hold. Guys, we're already at 90 minutes.
Okay, we have to talk about
that. I have an old friend.
I got an old friend, too.
Okay.
I'll do it quick.
All right.
Because it's past now. It was just Anzac Day. Which was the celebration, or it's the Australian New Zealand version of Memorial Day, and this year they celebrated memorialized.
I think he's past 140 characters, right?
Well, okay, fine. Fuck you.
Fuck you. I am Canadian.
Mel Gibson, Peter Weir, Gallipoli.
Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, I'm not a geek. I'm sorry. Who's?
Oh, I'm not upset with you, honey.
He is.
Oh,
I'm not. No, I am not.
We should.
Because he knows what's good for.
Actually, talk about the one thing that, well, kind of one of the things that brought us all together.
69, dudes.
No, let's not talk
the
about
flick
that.
Pick.
Oh, well, I'm going to do my, I want to do my old friend, 48 Hours, first film featuring Eddie Murphy.
That's okay. A good movie.
Should have been the last.
I'm going with Ninotchka because, well, I freaking love Garbo.
Excuse me.
That's not a movie. Well, maybe it is. I haven't checked YouPorn recently.
Ninotchka?
Ninotchka.
Excuse me.
Great movie.
It's Greta Garbo. Do not soil Greta Garbo, Matt.
I was talking about the burp. Excuse me. I thought that was her old friend.
I haven't seen that one either.
That's what I was saying. I hadn't checked YouPorn recently. I wasn't sure, you know, that's a movie.
It very well could be. He won't let me have any more wine.
bastard.
Honey.
You just whined right then, so.
All right, Matt, me and you friends off.
Oh, shit.
Matt just got unfriended.
Then my job is done. I have wingmanned for Raphael so that she can still like Raphael. There you go.
As oldest person on the panel, I think Honey is quite capable of having more wine.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. There you go.
And Johnny, looks like I ain't going to mop that stuff up later, if you heard.
So, Johnny, what's your old friend?
Don't got one.
Okay.
You have
Honey.
An old friend. No. I have lots of old friends.
Honey, what? A movie that's 30 years or older.
Grease? Is that 30 years or older?
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very good.
Fine, then.
I love that movie. Oh, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. That's 30 years or older.
I'm going with Captain Courageous.
Very good.
Watch that
wait,
one.
Wait. What's Captain Courageous?
Little guy.
Freddie Bartholomew. Spencer Tracy. Great movie.
Yeah, I watched it at my grandma's because she had old movies. That was also where I watched Magnificent Seven. I love that movie.
Good movie. Great movie. You're hitting it, Johnny.
No.
The Yearling? I know I watched it. I don't remember.
Yeah.
How old is Gremlins?
84. That would be 84.
I want to say it's 84.
Oh, that's not 30 years then.
Yeah, it is.
So, yes, it is. It's 30 years.
No, I'm drunk. I can't do math.
Are you drunk?
I love the honesty of
really?
Yeah, are you drunk? That's such new news.
The hell you say.
I'm more surprised you can't do math.
I'm not going to say it's a bad friends. Thing. I'm not going to say a bad thing because right. at that point, right. I'm the only one Honey is not mad at.
Me and you, Raphael.
So, Raphael, maybe your old friend will make her mad.
I don't think so. It's the killer from John Woo.
All right. I think we actually got through one segment in the tournament of segments, so we're all tied.
Let's try one. We got to try one more.
One more?
All right. It's a special episode crossover, 2 hours all night long, whatever. Let's do it. Second win. Percocet wearing off. I'm in.
You can do it.
All night long.
Oh, please. Guilty pleasure.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, I'll jump there.
I'll jump in. My guilty pleasure is you porn.
Okay, Matt, I thought me
Control,
and you were connecting.
Shift, and.
All right.
You know. Those who know, know.
You porn, really? Oh, I was so connecting with you earlier.
Are you going to pretend that you've never watched porn?
I thought you guys weren't friends anymore.
Oh, right. That's right. Thank you, Miranda.
Are we still friends?
Yeah. Thank you, Miranda. Yeah.
Me and you are still Matt. Friends, Kat.
Yeah. Nobody brings it up for 5 minutes. She'll forget.
Your friend, too?
Yes, Jim. Me and you are still friends.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Because we're going to go for coffee with Jim one of these days.
Yeah. And, honey, we'll stay on for later.
Oh, yeah. Me and you are
I got to get a ticket for the Prairie Schooner, and then I'll be there.
Right. So, Jim.
The schooners are big.
Yes. Jim.
Prairie Schooners are awesome.
What is
There's
your guilty
this bar.
Pleasure?
You know, local Medicine Hat news, because we kind of do that on the Johnny White Trash Show sometimes. There's this bar.
Shows all over the fucking place.
That's okay. It's okay. Available in ADHD. Okay. I drive past this bar, and it bugs me every time. It's called the Silver Buckle. It's on South Railway in Medicine Hat.
You drive by the Buckle?
I drive a bus. I drive past a lot of things.
Sounds like a gentleman's bar.
It is anyway, kind of a dive.
Oh.
It's a 100-year-old bar.
They got good highballs.
One of the signs they have out front.
They got good highballs. Well,
yes.
It's a pretty
well,
good name for,
yet.
For a punk band.
I'm seeing a trend here. This show should really be titled Highballs Lowbrow.
Yeah.
That's episode 69. Someone tweet that to us, please.
I drive Baz's bar almost every day, and it says Silver Buckle, where a pint is still 20 ounces. A pint has never been 20 ounces.
A pint, I don't even know what that is.
Ounces, half a liter.
Okay.
A pint is 16 ounces. It's always been 16 ounces. If you're selling a drink for 20 ounces, it's not a pint. Silver Buckle on South Railway in Medicine Hat, Alberta. You're doing it wrong.
Nice.
Excuse me.
Are you drunk?
Jim,
that's like the perfect follow-up to, like, you know, some old school white trash rage followed by a girl burp with, excuse me.
I'm sorry. I should have. Yeah,
that just needs to be like a sound bite so that anytime we have it on a, you know, we can get it and just something happens and then just hit the button. Belch.
Excuse me.
All right. Me and you are friends again, Matt.
By the way, my guilty pleasure movie, I have to say, might be the OT Man movie. I don't know why, but it's so
awesome.
It's so 80s. Skeletor looks scary as fuck, and well, Dolph Lundgren never looked hotter there, huh, honey?
Mm-hmm.
All
right, nice.
I'm torn between an Ivan Drago or a He-Man.
He-Man better. They definitely rocks a better haircut, and it's less communistic, you know.
Yeah, but come on. If he dies,
I would break you.
Dies.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Since we are doing the crossover Megapod highballs lowbrow episode with guilty pleasures
and a tiny bit pee in the pants.
I think she's taking care of that right now.
With a whittle piddle. All she needs just a moment of time because we just talked about Dolph Lundgren and He-Man, and well, he's mostly topless in there.
I'm about to take off myself on that one.
Ah.
You know, the best part is people are going to tweet at OMGWTF honey with a U.
Nice.
Hashtag. And, but she's going to have to listen to this episode to be like, okay, what happened? Because it's not the first episode she's had to listen to understand the tweets.
She's not drunk, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
Wait, she would have told us.
Guilty pleasures. Who has?
All right. Hold on. Okay, so, Matt, you, on your last episode, what episode number was that, by the way?
124.
That's what I thought. Oilers, I almost said 134, though. In episode 124, you and Tim highlighted actors that you believe have not been given their due, and you chose.
I chose Josh Hartnett.
Yes, and in that spirit, I am choosing one of his movies, 40 Days and 40 Nights, because that came out when I was a teenager or early 20s,
I'm wearing
and I loved
it. There's no way I can hear you if you don't talk into the mic.
Oh, it's okay.
You bought me very expensive noise-canceling headphones. You keep trying to whisper into my ear. I can't hear you.
Are those yoga pants, honey?
No, they're jammy pants.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Pajama, jammy jam.
Jammy jams.
Sorry, I know I just completely interrupted something.
I know.
That's okay. 40
Days and 40 Nights.
40 Days, 40 Nights, Josh Arnett.
Yep. Aladdin?
When...
Aladdin's your guilty pleasure?
No, she heard 40 Days.
Just her 40 Days and 40 Nights.
Yeah, yeah. She was thinking 40 Thieves, Aladdin. It all makes sense.
Yeah, so you were thinking Arabian Nights.
Oh, yeah, Arabian.
We have the same strain as ADHD, or of ADHD, so I can keep up with these things.
Like Arabian Days are hotter than hot.
More often than not.
In a lot of good ways.
You know, I got to bring up a couple here. One, because anytime she says, I've been thinking, or I'm afraid I've been thinking, my first thing that comes out of my mouth is, a dangerous pastime, I know.
That is Beauty and the Beast.
Because that kooky old man is Belle's father.
No karaoke.
Okay.
Wait.
I got to see him when I was at Disney World last week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I am jealous.
Good old Gaston.
He looks just like Channing Tatum.
No one bites like Gaston. No one bites like Gaston. No, no, rest of the, I don't know the words anymore.
Do some Ariel songs.
Jim. Just,
yes.
Somebody Jim. Else burped.
Yes.
Jim. Yes. Did you say you had a guilty pleasure? What was that one? Yeah.
Oh, I actually do. I have many guilty pleasures, but the one I'm going to choose tonight is, let me just fix it. Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo.
Oh, that is a fantastic movie.
Wow.
Yeah, Herbie rocks.
1977, the third of the, it's the final of Get the, out, of the Herbie trilogy. Don Knotts, Dean Jones, Eric Braeden from that fucking soap opera, whatever the hell that was. Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo. I love me a love bug. There's movie cars I would love. I'd love a Batmobile. I would love the car. I would love
it's a movie, not TV.
So. Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo. Yeah.
But that car can ruin your life. Look at Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, speaking of Lindsay Lohan.
No, let's not no, speak of Lindsay. No, oh, no, let's not just speak
speaking of clown porn.
Give me a chance. Give me a chance.
All what right. have I done?
This is guilty pleasure.
Raphael, you're fired. We were sitting
in the ER, and there was movies on a TV with subtitles.
Okay, all right. You're not fired anymore.
And I enjoyed watching the remake of The Parent Trap.
With Lindsay Lohan.
With Lindsay Lohan, back when she was a sweet little redhead kid.
Right. But I don't care for the Love Bug movie she made, whatever it was called. No. Lindsay Fully Loaded or whatever the hell that was.
Lindsay Fully Loaded? What?
Fully Loaded with Bukkake, now on YouPorn.
Wow.
And we're back to porn.
It's like I'm like a dog that finally latches on. I don't know what to do. I just go with it, you know.
It's like no matter how many times you shake your hand, it's just not coming off.
I think you need a little bit more pineapple. I think pineapple takes care of that problem.
Yes, it does.
Tell us more, honey.
Tell us more, honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I'm laying on my bed. I get a bit more comfortable. Keep talking.
Yeah. Honey.
Okay, I think she might pee a bit in a moment.
Okay.
We are close to pee gate.
It's official. Honey is broken.
Is her water broken?
The seal? She broke the seal?
She is broken. She's not even laughing anymore, just gasping wildly for air.
Keep the knees together.
On my shoulder, and I'm scared that it's going to choke the life out of me.
Oh, shit. Okay, no, I'm okay.
Okay, apparently I got just offered a beer. I mean, what time is it? Is it beer o'clock?
Yes.
It's beer o'clock somewhere.
It's beer o'clock. Yeah, it's 11 in the morning. It's Sunday, I guess.
Well, then, of course, it's beer o'clock.
Really? Can I bring that up when it's 11 o'clock on Sunday morning here?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to play that clip.
What happened?
No.
Kat, it's beer o'clock. That's what happened.
Beer o'clock, yeah.
Good. I've got something to bring up.
Oh, okay. I'd like to hear what the cat has to say.
Now that we're here.
The cat wants to talk about his penis. No, that's what up.
No, it's a more important subject. Not as big, but...
Nicely done, sir. Well done.
Like a baby holding an apple.
You and with bastard. That, cat just won the Megapod.
Actually, I want to talk about... For? I want to talk about the flick pick. Hit it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Somebody insists of doing their own show.
The Flick Pit.
I think one of the things that kind of brought us all around here was just the idea that I hadn't seen a certain movie. And
I had never seen.
Don't spoil it.
Johnny, you've mentioned it before. And I was listening to The Three Cuckoos.
Arrgh! Fair warning! There be spoilers ahead, mateys!
And I was listening to The Three Cuckoos, and I was interacting with them during their show this week, and they mentioned the same movie. And last night I was listening to the SLS cast, the new episode, and the same movie was brought up again. I was like, shit, this must be a sign. I have to see this movie. So I finally watched Trainspotting.
Which is overrated.
I am jealous.
Overrated.
It is. I agree, Raphael.
You know, we talked about it on my show too, Kat.
That's probably why I did it too. That was a thing. I think I
did. Canadian content on Gabnet.net.
Everywhere this week. And it was just like, okay, I've got to see it now. I mean, I just have to. So I actually, you know, we watched it tonight. Miranda, you've seen it before. You said you saw it once.
Yep.
I had never seen it. It was a new experience. Actually, I kind of liked it.
What did you think of the baby?
Oh.
That's,
damn.
It wasn't in the cave.
Yeah, I had to go to the baby. I'm sorry. I had to go to the baby.
All right, we can get that part out.
You couldn't start with the stall. You had to go straight to the baby.
I had to go straight to the baby. That's the first place my mind went when I thought of Trainspotting.
Okay.
How many babies do you have?
How many? I don't have any, actually.
And there we go.
So...
baby cake, baby cake, baby cake.
Shut the hell up.
Baby holding an apple, baby cake, baby in Trainspotting. That's cool. We're good. Right?
Yeah. See?
But everybody gets hungry once in a while. So, wait, what? Who said that? a little light snack.
That was a messed up scene. I was, what the fuck is wrong with you? God damn.
All right. It is a Scottish movie, right? It's a Scottish movie. I used to think that the Koreans were fucked because of their movie,
Old Boy.
Old Boy.
I can't see.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
Oh, no.
No,
if you
Miranda.
Want, the most fucked up thing I've ever seen with anything that's involved a baby is definitely Human Centipede 2.
Well, wait till you get a load of a picture I just saw. So, damn. Oh,
God damn it. Stop looking at my screen. I'm trying to screen share with them.
That's where everyone's at.
Centipede 2? That's like the butt mouth shit?
Yeah, yes. that was a messed
literally.
Up scene with the baby. This is why I can't eat cake anymore.
I'm with you, Kat. I'm with you there.
God.
Honey, have you seen the baby cakes?
Mm-hmm. Don't look, honey. Oh. Don't look. Don't look into the trap, Ray.
No, I don't want to. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Okay, but I still think.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that was beautiful.
Johnny, I
don't look into
think...
the trap as I'm trying to share this photo with you guys.
Oh, Miranda.
It even has a little bit of butt stuff.
I think that has to be our thumbnail.
No!
No, 69 doesn't typically lead to this.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, I was kind of slightly disturbed by the baby scene, but I kind of expected it, just the way the things were going in that movie.
It's a fucked up movie.
The only thing that really got to me was, you already said spoilers, but when he was locked in the room and he was going through
withdrawals, detoxing.
Yeah.
Those strawberries.
Okay, marking strawberries off the list of things I can eat.
I'm with you there, Kat.
Just at the time, actually, I don't think I could have watched this movie at that point in my life in 96 because I was just... I was really kind of screwed up and going through stuff. And so I saw that and I was like, oh, shit.
Hey, Kat, Kat, haven't you learned anything from that movie? You should have just shot a bit of heroin and then it would have been just fine and you could have watched the movie in the same moment too.
Well, I had no idea what the fuck heroin was. There you go with that picture again. What the hell?
I just closed make a point it. Here. I just closed it. Jeez. But
that
I still think there should be a baby clown cake.
No.
You still sphincter?
Sphincter.
So I'm kind of seeing
what
a lot of people have been saying about this movie. It was, oh my God, it was the...
I can't feel that.
Kind of surreal, this movie. And just...
That is literally what she said. I can't feel that.
I'm really trying to listen to you, Kat. I am.
I'm sorry, I'm really drunk.
Okay, who had that time till she says that again? Who won the bet?
It's not my fault.
Actually, I want to know, you know, like, well, who, you know, a show of hands, well, or wherever you've got them. Who has seen this movie? Johnny, I know you have.
Yeah, I have.
Matt?
He made me watch it.
Yeah, I actually saw it back in 96.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
so I actually wore it out on VHS.
Wait, old are you, Matt? That's
older rude. Than you. But apparently so is everybody. So, well,
yeah,
except for
I figured that out. So no, Miranda's younger than me.
Miranda lied to you.
No, I'm just a little old 37-year-old kid.
Oh, I'm freaking young. Holy crap.
No, you're not.
I am.
Okay, honey, how old am I?
You are...
Well, we would first 41. Get your carbon. No, we need them carbon dated. That's how old he is.
Okay, so Jim is 41.
To be fair, she's drunk.
Miranda is 32.
I am not 32.
I'm not.
She told you she was 27 like half an hour ago.
Yeah, but time doesn't mean anything to me.
Oh,
then why are you going around trying to figure out how old
everybody
is? Because
I have to figure this out. Kat is...
this is going to end bad.
31.
Woohoo!
Okay, and Matt is...
Spot on.
37, right. He said.
37, okay. All right, we'll go with 37. And
honey,
Rafa,
and now to me.
Rafa is 33?
Yeah, almost. 32.
See, I was close.
You haven't answered the question, though.
What was the question?
Wait, no, yes, you did. Never mind.
Honey's not good with numbers because she thinks, again, Johnny's told her the entire married life that, you know, that's like 12 inches.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. It's an old joke.
Hey, but at least
and it doesn't
least
work you, on the radio. So and it's not.
Hey, at least it's
least
a nice
you
and
made
short
it
one.
Bigger. At least you showed it bigger as it is in real life. So come on, you gave him that courtesy.
That's
right. Although Jim, that does remind me of a pretty funny line from Wagons East, which is, I guess, kind of a guilty pleasure for real for me. Where they're talking around all the girls are talking with the prostitute around the campfire, and then one of the ladies goes, "Now my husband tells me that the world's largest penis is 4.5 inches." And so that just reminded me of that and burp.
Thanks for bringing it up, Matt. The movie that basically killed a great Canadian icon. That just
no problem. Wait, I'm happy
metric?
To bring it up.
Because if it's a metric, then yeah.
Oh, booyah. Yeah.
What are you doing?
She's measuring 4.5 inches, Johnny.
See?
I don't think Johnny...
Matt knew what I was doing.
She's never seen 4.5 inches. Give her a break.
Let's go around.
Wow.
Johnny?
Hold on.
I think everybody's making fun of me.
No, we're making fun of your husband.
We're making fun of Johnny.
Okay, that's okay then.
I see a measuring tape, Johnny. What are you doing?
What the hell is that?
Mine.
4.5 inches.
It says vodka.
Rockstar plus vodka.
Oh, that's nasty. Put that the hell away.
No. Okay, all right. I have to clarify.
I know what's about to happen. I don't want to see it.
Diabetes in a can. No.
No, I have to clarify. When I heard you talking, or when I seen you tweeting about vodka last night, I did not realize you were tweeting
Honey,
about...
Honey, you already clarified this.
Did I?
Yes.
No, I don't remember.
No, remember? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, now, everybody's like the drunk now, best friend at the party. Do it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Chug.
When you were talking about...
Ah, come on.
That's a weak chug.
Yeah, that was Johnny.
I agree, Miranda. I agree.
Ooh.
You're Canadian, for frith's sake. Weak Chug is his Indian name.
Honey, we're doing a podcast.
I just, I'm not wearing my glasses.
Oh, well, that doesn't help Johnny at all.
I mean, at all.
Well, that's Honey's new name. Wears no glasses. Or stands with no chug.
Yeah, see, that's why I didn't chug it. It's no fucking good.
Well, even more reason to get it over with.
Oh, that is gross.
Just like going to a bathroom, like in Train Spotting. What the hell was with that bathroom?
Yeah. And why nobody?
The worst toilet in Scotland.
There is no way. If I took a step in that bathroom, I would say, no, not going in there.
Well, for whatever it's worth, from behind the scenes, Kat. Yeah. They were actually, that whole bathroom was done literally with like chocolate syrup and stuff. So it was very hard for them to do that scene because they actually wanted to like lick the seats and stuff because it really smelled really good in there when they filmed it.
Yeah,
really?
In the story, I mean,
burping the whole fucking show. I burp once, and you hit me. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Wait, who was that?
That was me. Meow. But there is no way I would walk if I took a step. If I opened the door and I saw a bathroom that even had water on the floor, I would not walk in there. Much less go and take a poop. I don't care how bad I have to go.
Have you not been to a bar?
What? I've been to the bars.
The bathroom and Train Spotting.
Okay, but have you been at the bar at the club?
Yeah. Have you been to the bathroom in the club in Medicine Hat, Alberta, Cat? Is that a place you've been?
Oh, shit. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's fucking fine, then. No, fuck that. I would not go into that fucking bar.
Okay.
Or going to the bathroom like that.
Cat. Okay, scenario. You had undercooked chicken and undercooked seafood.
Okay.
You have no other choice.
I would grab.
Are you going to try kind of to stand in the middle between the bathroom stall and the sink so that you can cover both ends without getting too close to either of them?
So if I had to really go and I had no choice, I had to walk in this bathroom and it was all that kind of nasty.
Yeah.
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would grab all kinds of napkins that I could find, shove them down my pants and shit my fucking pants.
No, I was just going to say, at what point do you just shit your pants? You stop giving a shit taking one.
There's no way you can hover on those walls. Really, the walls were covered in shit.
You can't hover without bracing yourself?
I can hover with bracing myself, but those walls were also covered in shit.
What? And we're talking
but you can,
without bracing myself.
If I was in that situation... I'm just saying, in that situation...
Some of us have great big beer guts and short little stubby legs.
And I've got to hold my pants up. I've got to be an acrobat to hover.
My first thought, if that happened to me, would be to pretend to be a valet parker.
Okay, wait, what?
I didn't think about that.
Okay, I'll
go that one. Send a hotel real quick or a club. Yes, sir, I'll take your car. Yeah, and then just go around the corner and just let it blow in some guy's Mercedes and move on.
That would be fun.
Why, Mercedes? It's a good car. Don't do that to Dad.
Okay.
Take like a Honda or something.
Alexis.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's your hand, Johnny?
I was trying to type stuff because I wanted to type a message to Miranda instead of talking to her.
It looks like Miranda has died in her chair.
Well, that happened.
Miranda, what I was going to say was...
Yo!
Butt stuff.
I was thinking that we would probably end the show like you do normally, and then we would end the stinger with a that's all, folks.
No, that's my line.
That's not what I was thinking. not at all.
Okay, well, and I was gonna tweet that at you, but somebody.
So, Matt, you've seen this movie.
Yes.
Thoughts?
Honey, if you really want to make him have pain, twist his nipple.
Wow.
Don't. No.
The fault honey. Has been planted.
Honey.
I think any movie with Robert Carlyle, first off, is just a masterpiece.
Yes.
I've actually got something to say on Robert Carlyle, but
okay.
I want your master's opinion on this movie because...
Rumpelstiltskin.
Okay. Oh.
Hey, Johnny, it's Rumpelstiltskin, yeah?
Rumpelstiltskin was in this. He was in.
No.
Yeah.
Transpotting.
Okay, like Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes, the guy who plays Rumpelstiltskin is Begbie. His name's Robert Carlyle.
I'm always.
He was also the scientist.
His name was Robert Carlyle.
I'm always amused how you guys pronounce it.
I was typing something else. Leave me alone.
Man, you got to jump in.
No, but it's always hilarious how people pronounce Rumpelstiltskin, you know, in their weird.
You German snob.
No yeah. kid.
No.
Is that his Puranic name?
Accent.
Is that
try
is that
saying the poutine without being like an idiot sounding person.
That is
get
so,
him, Jim.
That is so Canadian.
Oh, we should make Strokeface say poutine the next time when Strokeface is on our show.
We want to talk about poutine.
Hey. Sorry. Poutine is the best food out there.
I want to have.
I like
protein.
What?
No, I never had it.
Poutine.
Wait, you support but Russia? Poutine?
About poutine, no. Honey.
Who supports Russia?
All right. Hey, no. I'm gonna get Matt's opinion on here.
Yeah.
We're talking about the movie. We're trying
right.
to.
Really? I thought we stopped like half an hour ago talking about.
We never talk about the movie. I want to hear everyone else talk about the movie because this is a movie. That I've
it's
heard these people
movie.
Talk about. So,
all right. So you want to know what exactly would you like to know, sir?
Your thoughts. I mean, what?
Okay, is nobody like addressing so Jim's nose?
I saw that. I was trying to ignore it and laugh.
I'm sorry. I was trying to distract the cat. I'm sorry. I'll behave.
All right. Well, I think it's a great movie. It definitely is what launched Ewan McGregor. Tim discussed this when we were talking about underrated actors.
It's funny you should bring that up. We can actually hear Tim's thoughts on the matter.
Go ahead. Lay it on.
No, we'll do that in a little bit. But well, let's actually Tim's finish the then. Thought first.
All right. So, he was definitely right to choose this film. I think what makes the movie so interesting and so powerful is not necessarily that it is the best written film, but it is definitely a film that is just so exceptionally acted, so exceptionally well acted, that these characters just come to life and present subject matter that to that point really had not been discussed in such a meaningful and frank way. So that's what I think. I think it's great. I think it's a great movie.
And can I
on this
just
point,
wait, I have a question.
The topic
for
of the movie. Oh,
I have one question. You know the movie Kids? Still, was that before or after Trainspotting? Because that also
right about it. The same time.
Same time.
Because
yeah. Kids was a great movie.
That tackled a lot of these serious topics, maybe not going as deep into the drug topic, like in the topic of really hard drugs. But that's basically the same topic overall.
Well, the thing with Kids, though, is that the Kids was perceived, and I think somewhat rightfully so, but somewhat I think it got a bit of a bad rap. It was perceived as more shock value because it was dealing with kids than it was able to be in such a light that they were being portrayed accurately that – the shock value of it kind of outweighed the value of the story of the film. And I think that's where Trainspotting kind of catches Kids. They're both good movies and they both have a place, but I think that's kind of what happened there.
Now you see with Kids, as like I watched it when, for lack of better term, I could be in that movie. Like, I was an impressionable youth, and I...
You still are.
I am, yeah. Well, I'm impressionable. I don't know about a youth. But the thing is as a youngster, as a... I guess what I'm trying to say is it hit my life at the time where it was probably the most successful PSA out there because of the subject matter. Like, to the point where I've contemplated, and I haven't said this out loud yet, so we'll see how it sounds when I say it out loud. My daughter is getting to that age, and I'm like... Awesome.
Have you bought her first bong yet?
Her what?
Her first bong.
Don't even go there.
Oh, shit. Raphael, you're going to get your ass kicked by a Canadian woman.
Well, and that's kind of the thing. Damn it. Is I know the effect the movie had on me, but I don't know if it had the same effect on her. I got to go back and watch it again to see if this is even a good idea. But I think the reason that the movie Kids has that place was I think there's an entire generation of people out there of my age now who didn't get AIDS, who stayed away from certain things because we saw a gritty, realistic movie dealing with that subject matter.
Well, I wouldn't play it to your kid because it doesn't necessarily keep you away. Maybe from the AIDS, at least that's what I did successfully. But I wouldn't say that it really depends on the kid. It can either shock him to stay away from it, or it can make it like, holy shit, I want to have some of these, you know? So
yeah, I don't know.
Can go either way.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, when you're a dad, you worry about your baby girl, right?
I think
I don't know. I don't have one.
Jim, you had something to say?
I just wanted to touch back on the what Matt was saying about, you know, the movie sort of launching. I think it was Matt who said about launching Ewan McGregor. But I think you look at that group. I think it launched that whole group. Ewan McGregor, Ewan Bremner, Johnny Lee Miller, Kevin McKidd, Robert Carlyle was already he was the guy.
Yeah, and I did want to make a point about
that. That was still pretty early in his career, though. I mean,
true enough. Yeah, but those other guys, they're all
okay. Tay, wait, Johnny, Ted, honey, bye bye,
bye bye.
Good night, honey.
Honey wants to. Honey says to tell everybody I love them.
Okay.
And if she makes it up the stairs on her own, she's going to go lie down now.
Okay.
Okay. Let's short be silent and hear if we hear somebody falling down the stairs.
Yeah. And then switch over to the Q4, Johnny.
Well, Q4.
At least you have free healthcare, so everything that could happen gets attended for free.
Now, I wanted to ask the cat real quick. I mean, I sent you a note saying that there's all this talk about this supposed Trainspotting sequel. And everybody is basically up for it, except Ewan McGregor hates Danny Boyle with a passion now. So that would be the sort of...
Well, the sequel... Irvin Welsh, he's the guy who wrote Trainspotting. Impossible book to read. I've tried.
Yeah.
But he did write a sequel to it called Porno.
Right.
And the story of it does sound interesting. Like I would watch a movie made from that story. But I don't know if I'd want to see it without the original characters.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And Ian McGregor is kind of big enough now that he doesn't need to do.
Right. Well, the other ones, I mean, they're making money too. And Danny Boyle, I mean, he doesn't need to go back and revisit it, but it's something he's been really trying to do. And everybody else has said, yeah, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. And then there's Ewan who basically says, you know, I don't have to do it. I don't like Danny Boyle, so it's not going to happen.
Well, that's one of the things I would like to say, going back to what Matt said about the characters. This is actually the first film that I've ever seen Robert Carlyle in. that really? I actually hated. No, I'm just saying his, you know, the character he played, this is the only one I've ever watched him in that I hate the guy. I mean, I all really right. hate
really?
The guy. I've seen him in other movies, you know, and I've liked him. Yeah, even in like 28 Full Weeks Monty? Later when he was.
Full Monty?
That was the first movie I've ever seen him in.
You saw him in Full Monty the first time?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, that was the first 20, one I ever saw him in.
28 Weeks Later, he was like kind of a cowardly guy. He ran away from his family that were getting eaten. And, you know, he was just.
I wonder
kind
if
of,
that's why you got the role on Once Upon a Time. Because that is actually kind of pretty similar to.
And it reminded me of what, Stargate Universe?
Oh, yeah.
I love Stargate
SGU.
Universe.
Yeah.
But this role that he played was the only one I've ever. Was like, I hate this guy.
Like, Begbie, the character, you
yeah,
hated him,
Begbie.
Right?
I mean, I totally. Really hated and Begbie. And,
now,
you know,
can I
and
ask you?
Robert Carlyle playing it. But this is the first role I've ever seen Robert Carlyle in that I've been like, I hate this guy.
Yeah,
whatever happens, fuck him.
I just wanted to mention that I think he's totally wasted in The World Is Not Enough. The Bond film.
That was another one. You would think I would hate him, and I didn't like what he was doing, but I didn't hate him.
Yeah, I didn't hate. I think he was. He's better than that movie. I don't know. It's just I.
Yeah, he was wasted in that movie.
Yeah, I think it was wasted. But I just want to recommend to you, if you can get a chance to see it anywhere, before the Full Monty, I've got them on DVD here somewhere at home. He did a TV series in Scotland called Hamish Macbeth, where he was a.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I think I watched a couple episodes.
He was a police officer in a. It's sort of like Northern Exposure in Scotland. He's the guy, and in Northern Scotland, in this little town with a bunch of kind of really odd characters. It was very similar to Revelstoke in a way, but. If you get a chance to see it, I'm sure you can find it out there. It's and you just love him in that. He's great. He is so. And then there was the one with did you see the one with Samuel L. Jackson?
Formula 51.
That's it.
Yeah, but they call it. It's called something else sometimes. It has a weird history, so that, there's a different name for it. But yes, Formula 51. And
I kind of remember it. The only thing that sticks out is the very end, and damn.
And then, of course, all the Stargate stuff. I mean, yeah.
By the way, Everybody Wants Their Life, you know, narrated by Morgan Freeman. I say I need Samuel L. Jackson. My life needs way more motherfuckers in the narration.
That motherfucker crawled through a river of fucking shit.
Say what again, motherfucker? I dare you.
That was Morgan.
I know. He was doing it as Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's how Samuel L. Jackson would do it, motherfucker.
Samuel L. Freeman.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I'm off to Mexico to visit my fucking friend Andy Dufresne, motherfucker, and I'm leaving Mississippi for
George Lopez had an album out where he was introduced by Samuel L. Jackson doing the line from Pulp Fiction.
Right, the Ezekiel.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
But instead of saying, "And you will know my name is the Lord," he opened it with, "And you will know my name is George Lopez." You know, like he did this full intro. Right. I cannot find that effing album anywhere.
Wow. Okay. I'll keep my eyes open for it.
That's the moment you choose to kind of censor yourself in the curse. Not like that we said like around 20 times, motherfucker, within 30 seconds.
I didn't choose to filter myself. It's just how the words came out. Sometimes I say fuck, sometimes I don't.
And sometimes you say fuck.
Sometimes you feel like a fuck, sometimes you don't.
Oh, wow.
I gotta say, this movie was really It was kind of messed up to watch it.
I'll write the movie.
But
oh yeah, that's right. That's what we're doing here.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually talking about the movie, and it was. It'll probably be a while before I watch it again, but I finally understand every reference people have been talking about.
I actually haven't rewatched that movie in the last 10 or 15 years because I kind of saw that movie way too many times, like many people when it came out, and then it was all about like, hey, come, we need to watch that thing together. And so you kept rewatching it while showing it to all of your friends. And by the end of the year, you saw it around 38 times.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you to watch it again just so you can keep up with what I'm saying.
I just want to ask, Kat, did you buy it?
No, it was on Netflix.
Oh, okay. I was just curious because, again, sometimes I like to determine whether or not how much I like a movie. If I'm going to buy, sometimes I just buy it, and that helps me sort of say, okay, I'm making a conscious decision that, hey, I like this movie. Okay, I'm owning it.
Yeah, I don't think I would buy it. I'm glad it was on Netflix so I could watch it, but I don't think I would buy it.
That's kind of hard to do when it's the first time that you're actually going to see the movie.
No, it's not. I think blind buys are a unique and interesting part of.
I do that.
But
still
you're prejudging. You're saying I am going to enjoy this enough to buy it.
No, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, like as example, like a couple of years back, we had like this DVD fair in Frankfurt, and well, you got a lot of movies you wouldn't get usually, let's say like at the Walmart or somewhere. It had a lot of the Asian cinema movies. I had $5 left over, and there was a movie for $5, Gita Wolf. And you know what? That movie was insane. It was batshit crazy and hilarious. I loved that movie. It was a lucky buy of faith.
I live in a remote location, and blind buys are a big part of my life. I wind up buying something with and not really having heard anything about it at times, and just saying, okay.
I've done the same thing. I just did the same thing this week with a couple of CDs, and I've always done that with music. I walk into a record store, and I buy something, and I've put it on once and never played it again. I've done the same with movies. I have just as many movies that I want to rewatch as I'll never watch. But at one point, and this was the mentality back when rental stores were still a thing, video stores.
Good old days.
We would never take the movies back, so we would get stuck with late charges. And it got to the point where it was cheaper to just buy the movie from Walmart than it was to rent it. So we would just buy movies.
Yeah, yeah. Did you rewind?
No, this was DVDs.
You're not. I was going to say you were not a kind bastard.
I am not a kind bastard. I am the impolite Canadian.
I was so lucky that I had actually a friend working one of the stores, so I always got my movies for free. Plus, when the good titles came in, he always had one to the side. I also, at that time, I had a console and didn't buy a single game because I as well got my games for free to rent there.
Ex-girlfriend used to work at a video store. Good times.
Yep.
And also, I'm a cheap bastard. I'm not going to go out and buy just a movie because I've heard about it. I've got to know what it's about.
I will buy something just to see, like, okay, maybe I'll like this, maybe.
If I didn't see it at the theater and I think I'll like it, I probably will.
Okay, question about video rent stores, because in Finland...
What are those? We don't have them anymore.
We
have little red boxes.
Yes.
Yep. In Finland, they still have them all over the place, but they live from selling candy. And what shocked me is like the Finnish DVD rent stores have no porn section.
Okay. Well, you got the internet.
I mean, that's kind of, the internet is the, I used to work at a video store, back when they were VSH tapes, and you used to have to walk into a special little room.
Where all the beaded curtain.
Yeah, well, this was swinging doors.
Jim, how much it was swinging.
Had to drink? And you had to go in there.
You heard that too, Johnny?
I heard it too. Jim, how much did we have to drink?
What?
You called them a VSH?
SH, yeah. I heard VSH.
VSH?
You said VSH.
Yeah. Oh, man, I haven't had anything.
Maybe that's what they, maybe he's so old that that's what they called him at first.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. To this day, I can't get the titles out of my head. I mean, how many times somebody comes up with a copy of Yamahama Mamas or Tampon Tango, and I have,
Did they have vodka?
No.
Oh.
They,
no.
It's just ridiculous.
Oh, there's vodka in this.
This little old couple comes up to the counter, and they've got the box for the video because we have the videos and we're supposed to put it on the shelf and then give them the movie in the case. And they give me the movie and I look at it and it's I don't know, it's a bunch of oiled up guys. And I think maybe they've made a mistake. So I leaned forward across the counter and I said to them quietly, you do know this has a all male cast. and they kind of turned and looked at each other and whispered back and forth, and the wife quite nicely leaned forward and said, "That's all right. We've never seen anything like that."
Oh, also one story. a story that happened. Well, to
the
my
hosts
friend.
Have left, so it's we're yeah. good.
I'm right here.
Oh,
this is my show, damn it. I stole the stream.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
okay.
It's,
also a story.
I pay attention to the lady with the ears.
But the story from my friend that worked in that store was that literally people used to come back to the counter and return the movie, demanded their money back because that movie wasn't in German. Really, that's important to porn? That it's got to be in your mother tongue?
Was it Isn't a blowjob film? Did it suck?
Yeah, I guess it sucked.
Was it in the mother tongue section?
Yes.
Wow. Returning porn because it wasn't in German. I did not see that coming.
But then.
Sorry.
All right. Well, looking at the time, I think I'm going to say that's midnight movie nights for this week.
I think Miranda replaced Artu as cock blocking Splinter.
Oh. Sorry.
Do you guys want to keep going?
Didn't mean to laugh.
I can keep going.
The cat apologized because he's in the same room and actually can get physically punished.
That's right.
I guess what I'm asking is, are we still being entertaining to the people?
What? People? Oh, what fuck people? Right. It's not just us. Damn
I
it.
Don't know. I haven't heard anything about any tweets lately.
No, I think everybody left our stream when Nethead started.
Probably.
Yeah. Even the cat. I got a tweet.
Yeah, even the cat. I saw that. Going,
Hi, guys. Hashtag Netheads.
I think I might as well
just put another hashtag. Fuck this cast. Hashtag fuck this cast. Yeah,
fuck you. I am cat.
But I think for a crossover bonus special episode, Megapod.
That sounds like a Transformer, right? Is that sounds like a Transformer, right?
Megapod. Hand the pants.
Fender pants.
What?
It's like they're trying to speak to me.
Yeah, we're the Devastator of Decepticons.
Yeah,
no. I am Optimus Prime, and we are fighting against the Decepticons and their leader, Megapod.
And they have help from Hender Pants.
This has been a great episode.
And in pants?
With so many people.
No, go to our latest episode, Jim, okay. then you're going to know. The episode is called, Footwear of Mass Destruction. Yeah. We talk about Hender Pants there. You don't want to miss it.
Okay, because I've been making notes on just some of the things, and I've been sending them to Johnny because I'm not sure exactly. At one point, I think you said ass deep, but I'm not sure. I don't think that's what you were actually saying, but it sounded like ass deep to me. And then you just said good pilots a minute ago, and I don't think you were meaning good pilots either. So it's my hearing. Never mind. So well, Raphael, but I'll go to the show.
Raphael,
that episode is at We Are Not Here to Please You. blogspot.fi.
So, and Matt.
Got to make sure we get everybody's plugs in because yes. People listening at home are going to be like, where can I get more of this audio gold?
Where and who are these
I'm sure
people?
That's it. I'm sure that's it. I'm sure it's more like, good, they're telling me exactly where they are so I can avoid them. Yeah. Outstanding.
We got Raphael.
Hey,
when I search for movie podcasts.
Hey, let the cat speaking. He's talking about me, so give him some space.
So, Raphael, you got to plug in for We Are Not Here to Please You at blogspot.fi.
Okay. Yeah, and on Twitter at WANHTPY. You see, now I got it. You know, earlier when I got on, I couldn't. I was still too tired.
And now, Matt, where are you at? Where can we find you? Where can people find you?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. You can find us if you're so inclined. And after this, I can understand if you wouldn't be. At SLScast.com. No WWWs. Just SLScast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at the SLScast. And of course, you can send us an email to theshow@SLScast.com. And on that note, Diana, I just want to let you know we got your review of Furious 7. So we'll be reading that next week.
And if you want hold on. That was done all wrong. When you throw to Matt of the SLS cast, you have to say, it's time for the spiel. We'll spiel on.
I don't have the effects, though.
Nope. Wrong button. I fail.
You've got their audio?
You're doing it wrong!
Jim, you have a show of sorts? I've heard of you before, haven't I?
Nope.
Where can I find you, Jim?
Right here. This is it. I just have nothing to do on Saturdays.
Don't make me smack you, Jim.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jim, plug your show before we plug it for you.
Yeah, we'll plug you, Jim. We'll plug you.
Yeah, okay. Rebel Stoke Jim's Canadian content can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 p.m. Western Time, midnight Eastern. It's on the Great American Broadcast Network, gabnet.net. You can join me on Monday, the 27th, for the 180th show. And you can find me on Twitter, at RevJimCanCon, or Facebook, Revelstoke Jim's Canadian Content, or Tumblr, revelstokejim.tumblr.com, or basically just type in Revelstoke Jim anywhere on a search engine, and I'll show up somewhere.
Johnny White Trash, where can we find you?
Well, if you're not already listening on JohnnyWhiteTrash.com, you can listen on JohnnyWhiteTrash.com. Can I do that again?
Yeah.
Nope.
Take two, Johnny.
No, take 37.
Whoa, in a row? Okay, yes, I am Johnny
White
Trash.
Do that the same way, but do the robot. Shut up! Do the robot movement and say it that way.
Do it more sexy. Jesus
Christ, I didn't interrupt your plug. Sorry.
Plug us, interrupt us.
I'm Johnny White Trash. JohnnyWhiteTrash.com has Johnny White. Now I'm interrupting myself. How am I doing that? JohnnyWhiteTrash.com, YouTube.com/TeamWhiteTrash. Basically, anywhere on the internet that you see a /TeamWhiteTrash, that's me. You can also search on iTunes, on Stitcher.
Miranda Janelle, where can we find you?
Well, I'm just going to do our normal spiel and say that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And you can find our live stream on midnightmovienights.com.
Yep, and we'll start it pretty much. Yeah, we aim for 9 p.m., but it usually just ends up being whenever we feel like it. Like tonight, we decided to go on early, or way, way later so that we can make sure that Raphael would be on here. And we've been told that starting later in the evening, we have better energy. So perhaps it will become a more regular thing. Who knows?
Well, I want to say thank you for starting later and giving me the chance to join. Like, well, time difference can be a bitch, so it was my pleasure, definitely, to join.
I was just glad to finally get to hang out with Raphael again. So
I know it's been, because you fucking like love
months,
me.
It's been like 4 fucking months since we've been able to hang out, dude.
Dude, you guys could have done that on your own shows. You didn't have to diss the rest of us.
we like people watching when we, you know, when we hang out, get a bit close together. You know, we like the XY.
You both have pictures up with no video.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm in his bedroom now. I managed to go from Texas to Finland. I'm in his bedroom now. Yeah. So that's good.
And you're making sweet, sweet, sweet pod. Love.
Hey, and you know what? You guys don't love? See it. Yeah. You don't see the picture of us, but me and Matt can see each other. So that's a reason why we kind of may blocked it for you guys.
Oh, wow. And I had a wonderful conversation with Raphael, and then it took 6 months to get it on the air.
It's okay. I emailed the SLS cast once.
Actually, we're talking to Raphael.
I read
it. Like 2 years ago.
I even read it in your damn voice, son.
That's true. I love that.
By the way, I love your hotel in Vegas.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
We were slightly worried we might get sued by them. But then when we realized that our production is such shit compared to this wonderful hotel, we figured we'd have nothing to worry about at that point.
Plus, their name stands for absolutely nothing. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, actually, it was good that we, you know, contacted you. We were very glad with the, you know, we were happy with the accommodation.
You were glad with a K.
With a K.
We were happy with
the
accommodations that you set up for us, because we were like, oh, wow, wait, what? Yeah, we know these guys.
Yeah.
And they kicked us right the hell out on the street. And
that's about right.
Well, at least you got to see a show.
It wasn't a show I wanted to see. I could have done without the full frontal, but okay.
It was a shit show.
So on Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com. It's your line, dude.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
With a K.
Yes, with a K.
Oh,
we'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo.
Who's also recording a podcast tonight. He tweeted at me.
Indeed.
I'm sorry we missed him.
Yeah, we actually did try and get him on Megapod. And it.
Yeah, and that Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock. Oh, you go to hell, Raphael. You go to hell and you die.
What pure hell did Will and I create?
At Judge Funky Boy for our theme, at DC Cantel for our segment intros, and new followers. Do we have new followers?
I think we do.
I hate you, Raphael. I hate you to God.
You love me, and you know it.
I know, you bastard.
Oh, we've got the Rob and Slim show. Thanks for following us, guys.
They followed me as well.
It looks like we may have actually lost a follower.
Did they follow us? Let's see. Rob and Slim, if you haven't, you better follow us.
No
they
kidding.
They shouldn't have followed you.
This has certainly been one of our weirder shows, but we would also like to thank all of you for listening.
Oh, and we got to thank the absent White Trash Beautiful, OMG WTF Honey with a U. As well as the infamous, I mean this wholeheartedly, everybody here knows this, my favorite podcast is Netheads, and Will Wilkins was here before he went to go do Netheads. Thank you for coming, Will.
Thank you.
Just relax, people. I've seen the guy in his underwear. No big deal.
Nice. Yeah, well, thank you, Will.
It is episode 69.
He's just a guy.
Yeah, well, thank you for nothing, Will.
I got nothing. I put my pants on one leg at a time. Just like everybody else. The difference is, when I put my pants on, I make gold records, and we need more cowbell.
Seems, let's go watch a movie.
And talking's hard.
That's all, folks.
I moved all the buttons around. I have no idea where it is.
That's seriously, called professionalism.
Jim, will you see us?
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Peyton!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oops.
We are tonight's entertainment. I only have one question.
If you guys are really us, what number are we thinking of? 69, dudes!
Midnight Movie Night! Who the fuck is there? Who the fuck is there? Who the fuck is there?
Midnight.
So, there was a night. With a K? Johnny? Hello? What happened? Where did everyone go?
Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Doing a fucking Verizon commercial? What the shit?
See, what happened? No, it was actually a number one, not a number two. God, no standards whatsoever.
That was an awesome episode.
That was the weirdest fucking show I've ever done.
And somehow,
are we done? Always... I'm still recording.
Yeah, no, we're still recording. We're in a stinker.
Actually, but you know what?
I thought you said it was a number one.
Actually, you know, everyone to say,
Johnny, you know what? Miranda always says that when we are on her show.
How
did you
about
notice
everyone
that?
Say cowabunga at the same time? Are you ready for it?
No.
Hold on. In the Johnny White Trash spirit, everyone, take a drink.
Well, we can't all drink at the
same
time.
Yes, we can. Shut up. We can have dead air.
It's for great radio.
Yes.
You got to... into the mic.
All right.
To justify having a drink.
Cowabunga in 3, 2, 1.
Wait, do we have a gym? Or did we lose a gym?
Gym.
It looks like we lost a gym.
Gym.
Oh, no. I see a gym. I think I see
There's
a gym.
There's a gym.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
We should call you Gene. That way we can say, hi, Gene. Yeah.
What? That was bored. Let's file that one somewhere deep down in the dresser.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
That one.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We're going for a cowabunga.
Cowabunga on 3 or on 1?
On 1.
Okay.
1 and cowabunga. 3, 2, 1.
Cowabunga!
I bet that sounded awful.